Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We're looking at, right now, as we speak, the news just broke, and we haven't talked much about this. We normally it's Satan is a liar, and he's the father of lies. And so when people who are held captive to do his will, surprise, surprise, they don't tell the truth. But then you're looking at one of the formulators of the Health Care Act for America, or they call it Obamacare. He's openly saying at MIT, you know, that we intentionally deceived America. We intentionally didn't tell them the truth because, and he said it in such a way, you know, I was just watching it even on Fox News, and we have it, but we'll make it available to you on the VFN Torch. You can just watch it. But he says, you have to do this because, you know, basically the American people, the voter is just so stupid.
Wow.
And the thing about it is, we got to ask ourselves, if we believed all that, you know, are we stupid?
Right.
When we know they're lying to us. And this is what happens quite often, is that we're thinking we're going to get something from it. And even though we know it's stupid, we're thinking, you know, we're going to wait and let this thing pan out and see if I get a raise.
Mm-hmm.
See if I get a grant. See if I get, I don't have to pay for my health care. See, you know, and the whole time it's like, there's something bigger going on. And now he's saying, this is what the prime minister is saying. And this is about, you know, this is about bombing, getting nuclear weapons in the hand of somebody who has an office. They have a ministry. Their ministry is like an office, a minister office. His job is to constantly promote radical Islam and Hamas and all these crews out here, keep them going, reports are, that to destroy Israel. I mean, that's, they openly teach it in the schools every day. That's why you see young people coming up and you think, how could a young kid have so much anger in their heart towards Israel? And the reason is they were taught that the whole time. I mean, look at some ignorance that's taught to some Americans. You think, how in the world could you even think that way about a person? And it's like they were taught that in their life.
That's right.
They were taught that. And so even Hitler, when he was wanting to when he was captive by, you know, Lucifer to do what he did, he went to the young people and began to raise up young people. And he's saying, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying in the last 48 hours, that this guy, the leader of Gaza, you know,
Hamas
is declaring that, which is in partnership government with
the Muslim Brotherhood
and Gaza, and that's who was shooting the missiles out of Gaza, that they announced the annihilation, total destruction of Israel. Now they've been teaching this and saying this, but they're publicly saying, let's do it. You know, as a matter of fact, if you got a knife, if you got a car, if you got, you know, whatever you can do. Now we have people getting knifed in Israel. We got people getting, you know, ran over in their cars and we're fixing to, you're going to see this firsthand. We're fixing to have a report on this, but understand this, that, don't think it's just going to stay in the Middle East. You know, ever how goes Israel, so goes the church.
Yeah.
When Hitler went to begin to have the Nidal Kristallnacht, we're going to be talking about that in a moment, that it began a sudden attack against anything God, anything Christian, anything God. And it was just a suddenly in one night. And we're looking at that happening right now in Israel, the Intifada, this uprising that they're promoting, that our president's pen-palling the leader. I was like, what? What's going on?
It's secret, like, letters.
Well, he said openly, now, I personally believe, you know, he's been open about everything. He's just saying, this is, we need to organize it. And I think he thinks that this is a great way to organize things. But the thing about it is, God is real. You don't mess with the apple of God's eye. Everybody, every nation will be judged in the Valley of Jehoshaphat, what they did to the land of Israel. You just can't do that. You just got, you know, and it's not going to be good for those who lay their hands on Israel. And even though they may accomplish a few things, it won't be good. When we get back, we're going to see firsthand about this intifada, a knife intifada incited a clear attack against the Jews in Jerusalem as we speak. Coming land grab. Some of the prophetic words we've been delivering to you, John Kilpatrick, Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence. We had him on, and he was talking about, you know, how these things are coming into focus. We're seeing some things happen. Also, seven you know, months to bury the dead, 7 years to burn the weapons. And it's just like, this thing is just cranking up and moving. And now you're looking at exactly what John Kerry, Secretary John Kerry said was going to happen, happening now, an intifada rising up, uprising in Israel, being promoted, as you heard right before the break, by these very ones that we're sending tax, your money to, taxpayer money's going to, that we're supporting. We, America is supporting jihad. America is actually writing checks to support Islamic holy war because we're sending money in there and supporting Hamas and these different ones through, you know, allegedly through these governments who are standing up right now. And the leader of Gaza standing up and just saying, hey, as a matter of fact, take a look at this right now. This is CBS News reporting about even promoting a knife intifada. Just grab a kitchen knife. Do whatever you can to begin to hurt and harm Jews.
Other news. Once again, people in Jerusalem were facing the threat of Palestinian terrorism, but this time not with bombs or guns. Instead, the terrorists use knives and cars. John Jessup has that story from our CBN News Bureau in Washington. Here's John.
Pat, Israel says the Palestinian Authority is behind a sharp increase in terror attacks because Palestinian leaders accuse Israel of trying to destroy the Al-Aqsa Mosque. On Tuesday, two Palestinians apparently took that message to heart when they killed two Israelis. Chris Mitchell brings us the latest from Jerusalem.
Palestinians tweeted, "The knife intifada has begun." Knife-wielding Palestinians murdered two Israelis in separate terror attacks on Monday. A terrorist stabbed a 20-year-old soldier to death at a Tel Aviv bus stop in the afternoon. A few hours later, another terrorist stabbed a 26-year-old woman to death at the same bus stop where three Israeli teenagers were kidnapped and murdered by Hamas terrorists in June. They're the latest in a series of Palestinian terror attacks carried out using everyday items like cars and knives to murder Israelis. Israel blames the Palestinian Authority for inciting Palestinians to terror.
This incitement calls for the use of all means, as they call it, in order to make sure that Jerusalem, and especially the Temple Mount, is clean from Jews.
Yossi Kupervasser from the Ministry of Strategic Affairs told journalists earlier that speeches like this one by PA President Mahmoud Abbas, known as Abu Mazen, is causing the trouble.
It is not enough for us to say that there are defenders. We must all become defenders of Al-Aqsa. It is not enough for us to say the settlers might come to Al-Aqsa Mosque. They did come, and they must not be allowed in the complex. We must prevent their entrance into the complex by any means possible.
Hamas, which is part of Abbas's Palestinian government, was more explicit.
Even he who owns nothing but his faith has a kitchen in his house in which he has a knife. He must grab his knife and confront the Zionist enemy. Another one owns no weapon but does own a car. He must push down on the gas pedal in order to take revenge of the settlers who corrupted the land and defiled the Al-Aqsa Mosque. I say, there must be an uprising now.
This was in my mind understood by the people on the ground as a license to do things on the ground.
In response to the attack, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said they would fight the incitement from the Palestinian Authority.
Those who protest against the state of Israel and in favor of the Palestinian state, I say to them, simply move there, to the Palestinian Authority or Gaza. I promise you that the state of Israel will not make it difficult for you. But for those who stay here, we will make it difficult if you are a rioter or a terrorist.
Palestinians claim Al-Aqsa is in danger because a growing number of Jewish Israelis want the right to pray on the Temple Mount. It's the site of two Jewish temples in Bible times, but Palestinians say the temple in Jewish history here never existed. The Israeli government says they'll defer to the Muslims and maintain the status quo. That means for now only Muslims can pray on the coveted plateau. In the meantime, Israelis are dealing with the possibility of terror attacks any place, any time. Chris Mitchell, CBN News, Jerusalem.
Thanks, Chris. Pat, more and more Mideast unrest.
Well, just imagine, ladies and gentlemen, what it would feel like in Chicago or New York or Philadelphia or Los Angeles if everybody was carrying a knife and everybody who rode a bus or rode a subway or walked in a pedestrian mall could be the subject of a knife attack. Now, that's a terrible prospect. I mean, a terrible prospect. What would you do? Would you harm everybody, give everybody a gun, have them all with pistols? I mean, it could be an armed encampment, and there would be terror constantly. Who would want to live in a society like that? Well, you wouldn't. Well, that's what's going to happen in Israel, is these people, every time an Israeli gets on a bus, the person riding next to him, if he happens to be a Palestinian, might stick a knife in his ribs. That isn't a pleasant prospect. And the thing is that the authority, the actual leadership of the Palestinians, is calling on its people to stick knives into Israelis. They're asking them to do that. If they haven't got a knife, take a car, drive a car into a group of unarmed civilians and kill them. Now, that isn't a pleasant prospect. Why do we dignify these people? Why do we give them aid? Why do we give them money? Something has to be done, and this Abu Mazen is supposed to be a moderate. Think what would happen if the real terrorists were in control, and it looks like Hamas probably is. So if there was ever a time to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, it's right now.
You look at all these things coming together, and we have all this available for you on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and begin to look at the prophetic words and news over Israel and see how things tie together. And, you know, if it has to be selfish reasons, realize this. Ever how goes Israel, so goes the church. And if the Jew is going to be persecuted, the Christian, first the Saturday people, then the Sunday people.
Yep.
That's what they say. That's the whole chant. First the Saturday people, then the Sunday people. For those that understand that when the Jews come together in their temple, it's on Saturday, on the Sabbath. And the Christians, you know, predominantly meet on Sundays. And that's what they're talking about. First the Jew, then the Christian. JJ, if you haven't yet listened to that, you need to be able to hear that. And so the prime minister is standing up and saying, stop. But our president is writing, you know, these secret letters reportedly to the people who are actually fueling this thing. These weapons they're finding inside of Gaza have made in Iran on the side of them. They got stamped on the side of some of these weapons. The reports are by CBN. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.